WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mike Mano. Welcome back to another broadcast of the Newport Music Festival's fantastic 50th anniversary season. Pamela Pantos is back, the executive director, after a brief respite, a little time of having some organizational things to get done and preparing and reminiscing about what a great, successful season you had.
Oh, thank you, Mike. We were very fortunate. Thank you to our patrons, our sponsors, our ticket buyers, and the foundations that support the Newport Music Festival, and all of the programming and free concerts that we provided to the community this year. It was truly a glorious 50th anniversary. Our audiences were thrilled, the artists were thrilled, and we are so grateful for, you know, everything that happened, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I was happened to be fortunate enough to be at least one concert, and it was just amazing. And the settings are so beautiful, the ambiance of all of the facilities that you have, and it's just wonderful. And I know we're going to have a chance to kind of reminisce a little bit about that, talk about some of the highlights. So let's continue on doing that.
Okay. So tonight we're going to listen to just a few of the wonderful pieces that were performed at the 50th anniversary season. I'd love to start with opening night, which was sponsored by the Aletta Morris McBean Charitable Foundation. We are so grateful to this foundation for everything that they do for the festival. We're going to play a piece that closed that opening night incredible performance, namely the Mendelssohn Octet. This piece was selected by Sergei Antonov. Many people saw him on our postcard last year, that wonderful cellist. Right. He won the Tchaikovsky competition just 10 years ago and has been, you know, one of the artists that keeps coming back. We're so lucky to have Sergei, and he was here with us on
That's
the radio.
Right. He was a great interview.
He's really wonderful. And when I asked him a year ago, you know, what piece would you love to play at the 50th anniversary? He said, Pamela, I've been asking for the Mendelssohn Octet. So we ended the concert with that. To think that Mendelssohn wrote this when he was just 19 years old, I mean, yes, he was a child prodigy, but it's absolutely incredible. That concert was remarkable. The audience, you know, jumped to their feet at the end of it. So let's listen to the last movement of the Mendelssohn. It's marked presto, which means extremely fast. And this recording is of Iona Brown leading the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Of course, we had our incredible festival artists on stage at the Breakers. And again, it was just so moving. So I can't wait to listen to this piece again.
Thank you.
Correct musical term when you said very fast musical piece. That was indeed fast.
Yes, it was. And, you know, again, that was a performance on the stage of the Breakers. But as you know, we are dedicated to creating extraordinary experiences for our patrons all over the place. You know, different kinds of concerts in varied venues.
Right.
The lawn of the Art Museum for free concerts, inside the Art Museum, at Blythewald under their tent. You know, we were at Belcourt this year, so all different kinds of places. And what's remarkable is that we sold out over 85% of our concerts this year. And the ones that sell out first are our sunrise concerts. And many of our listeners might think, who would get up in the morning, you know, to be there and experience a concert at 5:15 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, it is absolutely remarkable. You get there in the darkness, and our wonderful volunteers have coffee and fresh fruit and pastries. You know, three of the very generous bakeries in the area gave us baked goods for these concerts. You know, again, so much support from the community. You go in quietly with your cup of coffee, and suddenly you hear a harp or a guitar or something. And then as the sun comes up and it lights up the Chinese tea house, there's this incredible ambiance. There are people who just come to those concerts because it is truly a remarkable experience. So I thought that we should play one of the pieces, you know, so people get the feeling of these sunrise concerts. Before we go on, I just want to mention that Salve Regina University very generously sponsored these sunrise concerts this year, and we're so grateful for everything that they do for the festival. So this piece is Haydn's Guitar Quartet, Opus 2, Number 2. Often a string quartet plays this piece, but Haydn actually intended it to be played for guitar plus violin, viola, and cello. This summer we had an amazing ensemble with Sean Scheibe, the guitarist from Scotland. He came over this summer. Irina Murasano, one of our favorites, you know, our violinist. Mark Berger, who's been here for years and tremendous violist. And Jacqueline Choi as the cellist. Jackie Choi actually came as part of the Euclid Quartet. I know a lot of our patrons came to that concert last winter. And she was so outstanding that we invited her to come and be with us this summer. And we were so lucky to have her, a tremendous artist. So the recording we're about to hear features John Williams on guitar, the famous guitarist. So enjoy a little bit of a sunrise moment.
We will enjoy that moment and then be back after that with more. Thank you. back to WCRI's special presentation of the Newport Music Festival as we review, I should say, the very successful 50th anniversary season. And Pamela, besides reviewing, I think we should tell our audience that they're going to get to hear more of Pamela Pantos on WCRI because we've developed a new program here that we're very excited about. It's going to be called the Children's Classical Hour or the Classical Children's Hour or something like that. But look for it. It's going to be next Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. So every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning, starting next week. So that'll be great. Glad to have you on the air as a regular now.
Thank you so much. So, you know, I'm really excited, and I just want to say thank you to you and the entire WCRI team that we're able to, you know, continue this program, obviously, for our audiences, but, you know, really expand our education and outreach. That's one of the initiatives that we started this year, and we're very grateful to the Carter Family Charitable Trust who are helping support that, and all of the individuals who gave at our gala to support education and outreach. And so we're able to do this program, and I think it's going to be terrific because certainly families and children can listen in at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays, or they can listen to the podcast and download it and have it available, you know, to play in the car or anytime it's convenient for them. So thank you again to you and the entire team here. Thank you for allowing us to do something that's, I think, really going to benefit the children of this community.
I think it's a great idea, so I can't wait to hear it. Good luck on that.
Thank you so much. And in the meantime, we are planning not only next summer, but we've started our fall chamber music series, and the first concert is coming right up on Saturday, September 22nd. It is at the Newport Art Museum, and we are featuring the Ariel String Quartet, and this concert is sponsored by Sue and Jim Clough. Thank you so much for that. This is an incredible string quartet, and they're playing a very beautiful program. As our listeners might know, what's terrific about these concerts is you get to come to the art museum, grab a glass of wine, walk around the galleries, and we have full appetizers, heavy apps, desserts, everything. So the evening is a full experience, and we're already more than two-thirds sold out for this concert.
Wow.
So if anybody wants to come, they should really take the opportunity now.
And they can do that by going online, right, to the Newport Music Festival website.
Exactly. So that's at newportmusic.org, and you can buy your tickets right there. You can even pick your seats.
There you go. All right.
So let's talk a little bit back about, you know, the highlights of the season. We had the incredible fortune to have the great violinist Stephanie Chase with us for the summer. And I have to be honest, it was truly an honor. Again, she got to come into the radio to hear and make a recording. And she was absolutely incredible. Everything she plays is just amazing. And so we are so thrilled that she and the fabulous pianist Sarah Davis Buchner, who was with us this summer, are also joining us for a concert in our chamber music series. And that will be on October 27th, again at the Art Museum, and people can buy tickets at newportmusic.org.
Now, I believe, was Sarah the person that was the pianist at the WCRI day at the...
She was.
All right, I thought I had the
she
right
was.
Person. She was amazing.
That's, oh my gosh, great. Just remarkable. So Stephanie is a true virtuoso, and the four seasons that she performed on the Mozart and Vivaldi night, sponsored by Melissa Fairgrieve, was the finest that I have honestly ever heard. So here we're actually going to hear Sarah Chang and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra play the first movement of the Concerto No. 2 in G minor from the four seasons, namely the Allegro non molto from Summer. Thinking that it is the end of the summer. And hopefully Stephanie someday will record this because, again, that was a four seasons that no one in that audience will ever forget.
Thank you.
very dynamic finish to that last piece. Very nice.
You know, Mike, it was very difficult to select just a few pieces for this broadcast, as we had so many phenomenal artists on stage this summer, like Joshua Bell, Imani Wins, Friederike von Stade, the composer Jake Heggie, a far cry, Boston Brass, the gold medalist from the Van Cliburn competition, Yaquan Sunwoo, and the list went on and on. So one of the things we did is we did reintroduce some vocal music back into the programming this summer, as the Newport Music Festival was actually founded by General Director Glenn Sauls, who came from the Metropolitan Opera. So there was a lot of vocal music in those early years. So we added back some songs by Schubert and Debussy, Bernstein and Brahms, plus Heggie, and two evenings that both included opera. So just to represent the vocal music from this summer, here's an excerpt that we performed at French Opera Night, which was sponsored by Vin de Bona. And this is from Bizet's Pearl Fishers. It's the duet between Zurga and Nadir. And we had the incredible tenor Santiago Ballerini and the glorious baritone Trevor Neal sing this for us. Here in this recording, we're going to hear Luciano Pavarotti and Nikolai Jarov.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Oh,
Pleasure as usual to be back with Pamela Pantos talking about the Newport Music Festival, all things according to the 50th anniversary that was just finished, which was great. We've talked about the Chamber Music Series. We've talked about the new Children's Classical Hour coming up on WCRI. Lots of things going on with you, Pamela. You're a busy lady.
Oh, I think we're all busy these days. And I think that's when classical music is terrific. It just takes us to another time and place, and we just have a moment of respite and a little bit of tranquility. So looking back, as we celebrated the legacy of the past 49 years this summer, we made sure to feature composers who had had a major presence at the festival. So we created a Chopin evening featuring his complete etudes and preludes and ended with his Opus 73 for two pianos. We also had an evening with the superstar pianist, Charlie Albright, who just blew the audience away. I mean, he improvises, he played the Mussorgsky pictures at an exhibition. It was one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences. So his concert was sponsored very generously by Virginia Gambale and Dr. Austin Feeney. So I thought combining a couple of these things, we could listen to three of Chopin's etudes, Opus 25, numbers 10, 11, and 12, played by the incomparable Charlie Albright.
All right, we'll listen to those one right after the other. Beautiful music provided by the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela, we have time for one more piece. What are you going to treat us to with?
So we would be certainly remiss if we did not mention the two Bernstein Celebration concerts that our audiences simply loved. These were sponsored by Cynthia Sinclair and Kari and Craig Shapiro. We were so fortunate to have the ensemble of performers who brought both of these concerts to life. So let's end with an excerpt from West Side Story, namely, Tonight for Tonight. So thank you again to everyone who made the season possible.
The Jets are gonna have their day tonight. The Sharks are gonna have their way tonight. The Puerto Ricans rumble. But if they start a rumble, we'll rumble them right. We're gonna hand them a surprise tonight. We're gonna cut them down to size tonight. We said okay, no rumpus, no tricks. But just in case they jump us, we're ready to miss. Tonight, we're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. Tonight, the more they turn it, on, the harder they fall. Oh, baby, get it, oh, baby, get it. And we're the ones to stop them once and for all. Tonight.
Anita's gonna get her kicks tonight. We'll have her private little mix tonight. We'll walk in hot and tired, so what? Don't matter if he's tired, as long as he's hot.
Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight I'll see my love tonight. And for us, stars will stop where they and still the sky is light. Oh, moon, grow bright and make this endless day, endless night.
We're counting on you to be there tonight. When Diesel wins it fair and square tonight, that Puerto Rican punk will go down, and when he's hollered uncle, we'll tear up the town.
Tonight, so I can count on you, boy.
Tonight,
we're gonna have us a ball.
All right.
Tonight, there will be no
I'll see you there about 8.
Tonight,
we're gonna rock this tonight.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.